Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 5, verses 17 to 20. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. What is Jesus talking about here? Well, there's a lot of detail that we'll cover in the class, but today's focus is devotional. And he says, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands, is he talking about the law? No, I don't think so. I think he's talking there about the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount teachings that will follow. These are now the ultimate commands, which are fulfillments. They are describing a lifestyle which is a fulfillment of all that the law and the prophets point to, because the law and the prophets pointed to him. And then when we follow him, we are also fulfilling, in a sense, the law and the prophets. What a wonderful and awe-inspiring responsibility. What is Jesus asking of us here? When he's demanding greater righteousness from those of us who follow him, it's not a greater accuracy or comprehensiveness in keeping the rules that he's after, but a changed attitude to a desired obedience of his commands. This is something I prayed about this morning, in fact, on the day of recording. Not just that I would keep the commands of Jesus, but I would desire to keep them. Perhaps that's a good thought for our devotional time today. Praying not only to be obedient, but to desire obedience out of love. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.